Welcome, everybody. I guess wish everyone a pleasant summer, because I think in the last week and a half, summer has finally begun. Long-awaited summer. Right now, obviously, we're at the end of Sefiras HaOmer, and being at the end of Sefiras HaOmer, our thoughts are on Shavuos, and everyone knows that Shavuos, when we speak about Shavuos, Matan Torah, was Kishachad B'Leibachad. So the entire nation was like one unit. And being that, I think it's important to study the mitzvah of Al-Hatrecha Kamocha, because in order to aspire to Matan Torah, to becoming that one nation, it's important that we devote ourselves and dedicate ourselves to Avas Yisrael, the Al-Hatrecha Kamocha. And being in Meisvira, that we know the Abelis Rabbi Akiva, the students of Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara mentions, because they were Mechaved Zedzeh, they died during this time, I think it's an appropriate mitzvah. However, if I were to choose one of the most difficult mitzvot in the Torah, I would definitely say it's V'hatlerecha Kamocha. Why? Because when it comes to other mitzvot, and you can choose any mitzvah, there's no shaila, there's no question that it might be difficult, there are challenges, but most mitzvot require certain actions, require us to refrain from certain actions. And that can be relatively easy. We have a challenge, but actions we can control. However, when it comes to V'hatlerecha Kamocha, which demands emotions, if we translate it literally, which we'll discuss a little bit later on, if we should, it's a very, very difficult mitzvah. How can I, maybe I can decide who I want to love, but how can the Torah force me to love every single human being? It seems something that seems to be quite impossible. And for that reason, since it's important to kind this mitzvah, understand this mitzvah, so today, before Shavuos, I'd like to discuss Haftarecha Kamocha, definition, what it means, the process, how to get there, and the goal. Now, before we begin Haftarecha Kamocha, which literally means that you should love your friend, your neighbor, like yourself, that implies that you have to love yourself. A person doesn't love himself, how can he love his neighbor? And So actually, Chazal imply that. Chazal tell us in the Yalchut Shimoni and Parshas Kedoshim, the pasuk, the chiyuv of Hatlerecha Kamocha, is mentioned in Perik Yutes, pasuk Yudches. You shouldn't take revenge, lo sitor, shouldn't react against Bnei Amecha, v'Hatlerecha Kamocha. And the Yalchut Shimoni quotes the famous memory, the famous saying of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, v'Hatlerecha Kamocha, am Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zeklal Gamal Batorah. This is a very important rule. It's a great rule. Maybe we'll come back later to explain what that means. It's a great rule in the Torah. The Torah depends on this rule. It's one of the most important rules in the Torah. And Azai, Omer, it's true. V'yahachlerecha kamocha, loving your friend like yourself, is a very important mitzvah. But V'nazai says it's a more important mitzvah. The more important pasuk. And Zes Sefer told us to Adam. This is a pasuk from Parshas Bereishis, the first parsha in the Torah, that this is the book of the generations of man. Klal Gadol Mizeh is a greater rule. The day this is said for the generations of man, the day God created man, is a greater rule. So that's the question. The question is, what is Benazir trying to tell us? Hadar Kamocha is a mitzvah. So that Sefer told to Adam, what is it Machayev me on? So I heard from my father number of times, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he explained that the Hatlerecha Kamocha, love your friend like yourself, but what if a person doesn't respect himself? Let's say a person is not emotionally healthy. Let's say a person feels he doesn't need a lot, or he doesn't have any sort of ego. So he says, then how can he love himself? So first he has to understand who he is. He has to understand his own greatness. Nirva Ben Azai says, yes, V'hatlerecha Kamocha is very important. But the most important thing to understand is your own self-dignity, who you are. And that's the pasuk Zeh Sefer told us to Adam, the Yom Bar Elokim. A human being first has to understand who created him, understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him, and because of that he understands he is great. Of course, he can't be haughty, but he is great because he's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he understands who he is, and begins to love himself, he begins to be emotionally healthy. So then, he can start with the kind of mitzvah of El Hatrecha Kamocha. So So in order to mekayim the mitzvah of chamocha, the most important thing is he himself has to be emotionally healthy. If he is not emotionally healthy, and that's an obligation, everyone's emotionally healthy. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. You have to be emotionally healthy, understand where you come from, and then you can mekayim the mitzvah of l'hatrecha chamocha. That being said, I'd like to begin with the Ramban. The Ramban, on this Pasuk of l'hatrecha chamocha, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin. See, immediately the first word he says is l'hatrecha chamocha, haflaga. It's an exaggeration. Because to love your friend like yourself, he says, is impossible. It's impossible. How can you love your friend like yourself? Is it not only that, and even if a person wants to love his friend like himself, halachically we know that's not the truth. Halachically you have to love yourself more than your friend. What does that mean? It means, let's say, for example, a person's traveling in the desert with his friend, and they both had a supply of food and water, and then they realize that it's going to be 3 days until they get to the next Mayan, the next spring. They know the geography of the desert. They know how long it's going to take. And one fellow has enough for 1 day, and the other one has enough for 3 days. He has enough to help him get to that spring, and he can survive. One can survive, both can't survive. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, he has to keep all the water for himself. As difficult as that sounds, why? Because chayei chavercha, the life of your friend, the chayecha in your own life, chayecha kodmin. So Ramban says, how can I love my friend like myself if chayecha kodmin, I'm more important? So what does that mean? So Ramban says, very beautifully, he says, the mitzvah of rechamocha does not mean that I have to necessarily love my friend like myself, love him, whatever the word love means. But v'hatrecha kamocha means that just like I want certain things for myself, I should want certain things for my friend. Sheyav chaveiro b'chol inyan, just like I want certain things of all good, I should also want my friend to have all good. So whatever I want for myself, and I see, for example, my a friend of mine makes a very good investment, and he because of that, he's able to buy a bigger house. Or let's say I see, for example, my friend is able to raise wonderful children in such nachas. I shouldn't be jealous. I should be happy for him, and I shouldn't feel how come I didn't get what he got. And he explained, and that's really implicit in the pasuk, because the pasuk doesn't say the ahafta Asreyacha kamocha, like it says, v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. It says, v'ahavta lireyacha. It doesn't mean you actually have to love him, but you should love him that lireyacha, that your friend should have what you want for yourself. And that is, and then he explains that he speaks about the Avas Yonason, B'David. So he says that, what was the idea of the Avas Yonason B'David? Yonason was supposed to be the next king of Yisrael after Melech Shaul, and we know that David received the kingship, received the melucha. However, Yonasan wasn't jealous. He was able to remove the jealousy from his heart. And that's how we see he loved, he was happy for him. Just like he wanted to be king, he was happy that David would become the king. That is the shita of the Ramban, that hatrecha mocha does not mean you have to actually love, emotional love. It means you should want for your friend what you want for yourself. The Urayim, other Rishonim have a similar point. Says, the Urayim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, in Simresh Chavdalid, that's the Makar number 4, source number 4, that V'habri Avra Chamocha Ani Hashem, that you shouldn't do something that to your friend, you shouldn't say something to your friend that your friend doesn't want to hear. So the question is, how do I know that? How do I know my friend wants to hear? You know, everyone's different. The different Torah tells you, you're the litmus test. Whatever you would want to hear, whatever you would want, that's what you should want for your friend. And that's the Gemara and Shabbos. We'll come back to it, that B'Havrecha Mocha means that whatever is hateful to you, don't do it to your friend. The Smak has a similar idea, another one of the Rishonim. He says that B'Havrecha Mocha, and what does that mean? Included in that is Hava Sholem Be'elom L'Chaveiro, Machri L'Kaf S'chus. What it means, you should make sure you're on good terms with somebody. You should make sure that when you see somebody do something, you should judge them favorably. To love your friends, the Klal Gadol B'Torah, again, it doesn't mean necessarily to actually have emotional love. But what it means is, you know, to act in a way that you do love them. That's the smack. And the Talmud Yerushalmi implies similarly that V'Havrecha Mocha, which means that uh, you... he says when Torah says not to have revenge, it means just like if let's say for example I would hurt myself with my right hand, my left hand wouldn't punish my right hand. So because we're all together, but it means Avnech Mocha means basically that we have to act towards each other like we love each other, and that's the psak of many Rishonim. However, along comes the Rambam, and I want to focus today on the Rambam, and he says no. The mitzvah of Ahavrech HaKamocha is not just to do nice things for your friend. It's not only to want nice things for your friend. It means you have to actually love your friend. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Sei Reishivav, points out, by Mitzvah Reishivav, He Shetzivanu Lehov K'saseinu Es K'saseinu. The mitzvah is to love. We have to love each other. K'mo Shenav Atzmeinu. Just like I love myself, I love my friend. The Rambam says it explicitly. And then he says, and the concern, the love I have for myself should be the same concern that I have for my brother, whether it's his money, his body, and whatever his reshus, or that he wants, I should want for him. What I want for myself, I should want for him also. What I don't want for myself, I shouldn't want for him either. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah leho. And the Rambam, in source number 8, in Hilchos Deot, Parag Vav, Alacha Gimel, is more explicit. It says, mitzvah, al kol adam, it's a mitzvah on every single person, lehov es kol echad b'echad mi Yisrael kegufo. You have to love every single Jew like your goof. Shenemar v'ahavta l'reich ha'kamocha, you have to love your friend like yourself. And the Sefer HaChinuch is more explicit. If you look at source number 9, Mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel, the Sefer HaChinuch adds two words, Lev kol echad mi Yisrael avas nefesh. Avas nefesh has to come from deep down. So the mitzvah according to the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, is not just a mitzvah that you have to go out and be nice to somebody, that you have to want for someone what they would want, you have to actually love them. So we have to understand, the first question is, how do we explain this Rambam? Because we all know that the Ramban is correct, that it's very difficult to say you have to love someone else like yourself. Someone else, you know, the only time that you might actually have, well, I shouldn't say, our exceptions obviously, the general rule is the parental instinct that causes us to love our children maybe more than ourselves, at least as much as ourselves, but otherwise it's very difficult. And the Rambam understood that. So we have to understand Pshat in the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that there's a mitzvah to love each other and you have to love kol echad v'echad v'yisrael kegufo? That's one question. Then the Rambam goes on. In Parag Vav Halacha Gimel, source number 8, the Rambam says, "Lefichach tzarech lesafer b'shivacho, ulachas amamono, kashir huchas amaman atzmo, v'rotz b'chfor atzmo." He said, therefore, because you have to love your friend, so you have to speak, you have to praise him, you have to be concerned about his property, just like you would be concerned about your own property, just like you're concerned about your own kavod, your own dignity. So if the mitzvah is to love, why does the Rambam add in l'fichach tzorech? Right, it seems the Rambam is saying the mitzvah is to love, and because you have to love, you have to do all these things. He says the mitzvah is to love, why do I have to do that? In other words, if the mitzvah is to love, okay, so maybe I should be concerned about his property. Why should I be mesafer b'shvacho? Why is that important? So I like to understand the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, number one, feels it's a mitzvah to actually have emotional love towards your friend. And number two, he at the end of the Rambam, he adds in, lefichach tzarech. You have to go ahead, lesafer b'shvacho. The mitzvah is to love. Why does he add in, lefichach tzarech? And it's not that, according to the Rambam, it seems that it's actually two parts of the mitzvah. Because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, see, he says that you have to love, lehav k'saseinu l'k'saseinu, and then he says at the end he says it seems like it's two things: it's loving and also being concerned about your friend's kavod. So we have to understand what exactly is the mitzvah of Havdalah Mocha according to the Rambam. What is the mitzvah, and how is one mekayem the mitzvah? And second of all, how can Ram possibly suggest that you actually have to love your friend, the avas, with an ava of emotional love? Those are two questions. A third question comes from Hilchas Avel. The Rambam in Hilchas Avelus discusses the mitzvah of alahat reecha kamocha more explicitly. The Rambam there speaks mitzvah zaseh shel divrayim. It's a mitzvah de rabbanon. Levakir cholim, to visit the sick, lenacham avelim, to comfort the bereaved, lehotzi ames, to take out someone who passed away, lahachnas kala, to help a kala get married, lavos or orchim, if a reyach comes to your house, it's a mitzvah actually to accompany him outside the door, ula asek, b'chol tzorchei akvura, and to be involved in all tzorchei akvura, lasas al ketef, alech avon, lispov, v'lachbor, v'likbor, to carry the mace on your shoulder, to walk in front of him, to give, to eulogize, to dig a grave, to bury in, to make the kala and the chasen happy, ulasadam v'chol tzorcheichem, ve'elu hein gemilas chasadin shebegufo, she'en lehem shir. And these are gemilas chasadin shebegufo that have no shir. So the first question is, the order of the Rambam seems strange, because the Rambam talks of visiting the sick, nichum aveilim, atzos hameis, hachnasas hakala, and then after, really, atzos hameis, taking the mace out, should have been mentioned in connection with the end of the halacha, tzorchei akfura, and all the specific parts of the kfura. And then hachnasas kala should have been mentioned the connection, shameach hakala v'chasin, l'sadam v'chol tzorcheichem. In other words, the Rambam sort of mentions two categories, and then goes back to two categories later. It's out of order. He should have said, Lotzah Sameis. And Lotzah Sameis, he would go in and say, to be involved in all sorts of kura, carry on the shoulder, to go in front of it, to eulogize, to dig the grave, and to bury. And Lichasas Kala, then the Rambam should have been specific. L'sadim Chotzor Chechem. But the Rambam mentions Lotzah Sameis, Hachnasas Kala, mentions other ideas, and then comes back to discuss Lotzah Sameis, Hachnasas Kala again. Why is Rambam out of order? That's the third question. And then the Rambam goes on. He says, "V'afal pi shekol mitzvos elu midibrayim, even though all these mitzvahs are midrabbanan, harei heim v'chlal v'hatrei chachmocha. They're all included in v'hatrei chachmocha, which means that what? Kol hadvarim sh'ata rotze sh'yaso sam l'cha acherim. Anything you would want others to do for you, you should do that for your brother, or someone who's involved in Torah and mitzvahs, who keeps Torah and mitzvahs." So the fourth question is the Rambam says it's the Rabbanan, and then he says at the end of the halacha it's the Rabbanan, but really it's included in what? It's the Araisa. So if it's the Rabbanan, why is it the Araisa? It's the Araisa, why is it the Rabbanan? That's a fourth question. And the fifth comes from a Gemara, Maseches Bavitziya, also in Bava Kama. Where is the source that there's such an obligation to do Bikur Cholim, to comfort the bereaved, Hotzah Sameis, Hachnasas Kala? Where is the source for this? Okay, we understand it's common sense, but where is the source? The source comes from a pasuk in Parshas Yisro. In Parshas Yisro, when Yisro came to visit Moshe Rabbeinu, and he saw how involved Moshe was in judging the people, he saw that Moshe was not able to teach the people, inspire the people, he was too busy judging. And therefore, as we know, Yisro decided to set up a whole system of courts. And he said to Moshe, "You'll be on the top, and therefore now you'll have time, and you will be able to teach them as a chukin, as a toros, perik ilches pasukha, bodatlem as a derech yelchova, as a maisa shir yasun. You'll tell them the way they should go and the actions they should do." And the Gemara Bav Metzia Daf Lamed on the Bay says, Tana Rav Yosef, bodatlem ze beis chayehem. So what should you teach them? In other words, what is bodatlem? What should you tell them? So beis chayehem. Rashi, it's not enough. Rashi there says, what's beis chayayim? Teach them that they have a parnasa. See, by the way, if anyone says that according to Torah you're not supposed to work, it's against the Gemara Masechta Bamitzia. Okay? Beis chayayim. Es haderech. Derech is milas chasadim. Asher yelchu, zebikr cholim, bazu kfura, din, and asher yachum nimashir es hadin. In other words, you're supposed to guide them about a parnasa, gmilas chesed, bikr cholim, kvura. So the source for these halachos is not from the Hachmei Chachamocha. The source for these halachos is where? Is the Gemara Pasuk in Parshas Yisro. So why does the Rambam say that the source for all these halachos is the Hachmei Chachamocha? So those are the questions. Just very quickly to review the questions, as I said, we're trying to understand the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam is that the mitzvah of Hachmei Chachamocha seems to be halacha that I actually have to love my friend, not just do nice things for him, not think nice things for him, I actually have to love my friend. And the question is, it seems to be very difficult, because how can the Rambam expect one human being to love his friend as himself? As the Ramban says, it seems to be impossible. The second question on the Rambam would be from the Rambam itself, that the Rambam says lefichach. So it seems to imply that the mitzvah is to love your friend. Then he says lefichach. So what does he mean when he says lefichach? And the Sefer Mitzvah implies it's really two parts of the mitzvah. Because the Sefer Mitzvah says you have to love your friend, and then he says v'shetia, and also the Rambam says not that I have to love and do the safar shvacho. The Rambam just said v'tzarach safar shvacho, but the Rambam used the word lefichach. Therefore, so is the tzarach safar b'shvacho talking in his praise? Is that a Is that another part of the mitzvah, or it's connected to the first part of the mitzvah? We have to understand why doesn't the Rambam say v'tzarech, he should, but he says use the word lefichach, therefore. Why does he add the word lefichach? Then we have to understand that the Rambam in Hilchos Avot, where he discusses the mitzvah of Alhaferecha Kamocha, the Rambam says that he mentions a whole list of chesed, and it seems to be not in the proper order. It discusses Bikracholim, Nichum Aveilim, Hotzah Sameis, Hachmasis Kala, Halvas Orchim. Then he goes back to doing Chesed for the Meis. And then he goes back to specifically what you do for a Chesed and a Kala. Then a fourth question would be that the Rambam says these mitzvahs are Drabbanim, but he says, and it's also Diyarai, so if in the stamp shot in there Rambam. And the fifth is, why does the Rambam feel it comes from Havre Chamocha when these halachas doing chesed is really learned out from the Yisart Esem, the Gemara learns out, the Yisart Esem as the Chukim, as Torah, as Vodatlam, as Derech Yelchuba, as the Masha Shuryasim. So in order to understand these questions, I'd like to take notice of the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni asks the question. He says, we know around, this is source number 13, it's Perik Yutes Pasha Yudches, we know there's a halacha that I can't make nekama, I can't take revenge. And the classic case of taking nekama is, let's say, for example, I go to a friend of mine, a neighbor of mine, I say to him, I want to borrow your hammer. And he says to me, no, I don't want to lend you my hammer. Okay, bye, what can I do? So the next day he comes to me and he says to me, can I borrow your screwdriver, right? It's a classic case, okay? I say, no. He said, you didn't lend me your hammer? Why should I lend you my screwdriver? That's usher, that's nekama, that's revenge. So the Chizkuni asks the question, he says, I don't understand, why does the Torah say that it's usher to commit revenge? Why doesn't the Torah say if Saul wants to borrow something, I should lend it to him? Why does the Torah go out of the way to say revenge is usher? He says, the Torah should say that a person wants to borrow something, do a chesed, you should go ahead and do a chesed. So the Chizkuni says, the first person didn't want to lend him a hammer. Let's say, for example, if a person comes and says, you want to borrow it? Can I borrow your screwdriver? And I never had anything to do with him before. So the Torah is, why wouldn't I lend him a screwdriver? Because I'm stingy. So, and I have a very hard time powering my possessions, okay? And we know there are people like that, you know, what's theirs is theirs. You know, they're happy to give you time, and they're happy to buy you something, but what's theirs is theirs. So, the person's stingy, let's say, he's tzaras ayin. So the Torah is not going to tell me, if that's my attitude about things, okay, you know, I can do chesed in other ways, not to be stingy. But if I don't want to do a chesed because I hate a person, I don't like him, that the Torah wants me to stop. Torah says, that you shouldn't do. Now, to do something because that's your nature, okay, that's one thing. But if you don't do something because you angered a person, you hate a person, that the Torah doesn't want you to do. And therefore he says, you're conflicted between love and hate, and your love for this person should outweigh your hate. And then the Chizkuni says at the very end, he says, V'lahachtel recha kamocha im tasa kein tavasav. And if you don't have nekama, if you're going to go ahead and when someone asks you for something, you'll let your love for him outweigh your anger at him, or the hate you might have, then you'll come to Havarei Chamocha. In other words, what's the Chizkuni saying is that the kind of the mitzvah of seeking lo sitor, and making sure I don't have revenge, and making sure I don't take netir, I don't get back at somebody, even with a sharp comment, that's the way I'll come to Havarei Chamocha. Or the Chizkuni is telling us, the Torah is telling us, how does one come to a level where he can love Jews? How does he come to that level? The answer is, you do nice things for them, you behave towards them properly, that's the way you can come to love somebody. That's the way. In other words, love is not created in a vacuum. Love is created by doing things for somebody. On whatever level the love, on whatever level the love is. Everyone, I think, knows that idea. Everyone calls me Shimshon Vol Hirsch, the idea of, you know, Ava, Hav, to give. I mean, the love is created by giving, by doing things for people. And that's it. So therefore, if you actually have a ta'anah against somebody, you're angry at somebody, but you will still do for him, then your Av, you will come to Lahatre HaKamocha. And with this idea in mind, I think we can explain the Rambam. What's pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam says like this, love your friend like yourself. And he says, you know what? It's true. It's impossible to love your friend like yourself. It's impossible. As close as you are to him, it's impossible. However, he says, you have to try to love your friend in the best possible way. That's the idea. It doesn't mean to love your friend as yourself, but to love to create the best possible relationship you can have with your friend. Okay, and obviously there are different levels of relationship. Not every relationship is the same. So let's say, for example, if I'm stopping off in a certain city on the way to Chutz Laretz, you know, I have to change planes. And, you know, you meet a Jew, and you're going to see him for half an hour. He's a Jew, so you can create a relationship with him. But then, you know, you move on, and you might never see him, but you have to be able to establish a relationship with every Jew. And obviously, if you're talking about your neighbor, that's another relationship, which is a strong relationship. A cousin, a relative, or a brother, a parent, a child, that's a different relationship. And obviously, the relationship of all relationships is a spouse. My father once explained, there are a few halachas. For example, there's a halacha that when Beis Din is supposed to execute somebody, so we know there are four ways to execute somebody. One way which you can't use, the guillotine, is something which is outlawed by the Torah. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Rar lacha misayata." When you're going to kill somebody, you should make sure, if he has to be killed, make sure it's a pleasant execution. Okay? And the guillotine, we know, is not a pleasant execution. Why? V'hachra hakamocha, as Gemara says, you have to love your friend like yourself. So what does that mean? That my friend, I have to kill him, I should kill him? What it means is, if you were in that position, you would want, that it wouldn't be a dishonorable death. So, or another example, there's another example, and even though we know, for example, when it comes to marriage, there are two parts to a Jewish marriage, just Kedushin and Nisuin. Kedushin is a designation as a spouse, and Nisuin is the act when you start to live together as husband and wife. Today we do the Kedushin and Nisuin together, the giving the ring is the Kedushin, and the Nisuin is immediately the Shavah Brachas under the Chuppah afterwards. We do those at the same time. We know that 1,000 years ago, I think, probably before the time of the Crusades, so the Jewish people would have the Kedushin and the Nisuin separate times. The Kedushin would be one point, and the Nisuin would be a year later. The Gemara says that when it comes to Nisuin, a person cannot send the Shliach to have Nisuin with his wife. He has to go himself. However, when it comes to Kedushin, you're allowed to appoint if you appoint a Shliach to Mekadosh a lady for you, the Kedushin is valid. However, the Gemara says, you shouldn't do that. Why? Gemara says, Asr lekadesh isha shirena. You shouldn't mekadesh a woman until you see her. Why? Because when a man marries his wife, he has to feel that his wife is a pretty lady, if not the prettiest lady to walk the face of the earth in his eyes. And if he doesn't, he's over via hafta l'reicha kamocha. So how can he send someone to mekadesh a lady for him if he's not going to be the one who's going to choose if she's pretty or not? So, as my father pointed out, because halacha, a man has to feel that his wife is very beautiful. But there's no halacha that he has to feel that his neighbor's wife is very beautiful. Even though Hafrech Mocha applies to all Jewish people. So therefore, based on that, we can explain, that's the mitzvah Hafrech Mocha to Rambam. The mitzvah Hafrech Mocha to Rambam is that you have to create the best relationship possible that you can create with this person, with this Jew. That is acceptable. Is acceptable at this point. That's the halakha. And therefore, the Rambam goes on and says, "And how do you do that?" So the way you do that is l'safer b'shvacha, l'fichach. Therefore, since you have to create the best possible relationship, and obviously it's not going to be like you, but it means the best possible relationship. So then, sarach l'safer b'shvacha. The way to do it is to praise them, to be concerned about their property. And when you do all these actions, then you will be able to somehow or other come to create a very good relationship. There's a I just heard this week a story. Someone showed me actually hot off the press. It's in this week's Mishpacha. I hope I'm not gonna ruin anyone's suspense. But true stories. But they change the names. But whether the story is true or not, I don't know, but it really could be true. A certain person, we'll call him Reuven, who is a composer. He's a composer. And this composer, you know, he didn't have the greatest voice. So obviously he would compose songs and sell them to singers. And he says, you know, at times I feel when I hear these singers singing my songs, he says, sometimes it doesn't come from the heart that bothers me. And he says, obviously they make more money than I do, but when I hear them sing a song well that I composed, it's the best feeling. But you know, I don't have a great voice, but I don't have a bad voice. So he says, over the years, I had some very special songs that I composed, and I saved them for myself. And once I came up with 12 of these songs, I made my own, I guess, CD, all right? And I went ahead and I sold it, and I actually got a company to take it on. And it should have been a big hit. The problem was, is the time that I came out with my CD, someone else who had a better voice than I did, came out with his own CD. And I have to tell you, he says, I think when I sang, it came from my heart. When he sang, it didn't come from my heart. And one of his songs is a big hit. And it just used to bother me. Why was he so successful? Everyone pushed his, no one pushed my CD. It bothered me. And I couldn't stand hearing his songs. And it was so bad because he was so popular. Every time I go to a simcha, they play a song and it would just cringe. And there I was once at my son's bar mitzvah. After my son gave the drasha, and the band starts playing, and what song do they play? They play my competitor's song. So I quickly run up to the band, and I tell them, stop, you can't play this song. I don't think, like, what's the matter with this guy? Everything's the most popular song. And it just bothered me that I was behaving this way. And I decided to call this singer up and compliment him on his songs. And the singer heard me compliment. He said, wow, you're calling me. You're a composer, a famous composer. And he said, you know, he said, I wasn't saying what my rooster did. We started talking. And, you know, I complimented him. He complimented me. And all of a sudden, the relationship got better. And now he calls me from time to time. And when I hear his song now, I'm happy to hear his song. And it says, kamocha. What does that mean? That means you're supposed to try to create the best possible relationship. And Rav says, "Lefichach, and how do you do it? Sarach l'saper b'shvacha. You have to saper b'shvacha. You have to speak in his praise. You have to do all these things in order to create the best possible relationship. And that's why Rav says, Lefichach, not because the second part of the mitzvah. How are you mekayim the mitzvah by speaking his praise, having concern for his property? That's how you're mekayim the mitzvah. And the Rambam in Hilchas Avelis." He says, and I asked the question, the Rambam's out of order. He should have said, together with Nachum with Hotzah Sameish, he should have discussed other things. Together with Hotzah Sameish, and not come back to it later. Same thing when it comes to Simchas Chas Mekala. And it could be that the Rambam is speaking about the different ways. In other words, when it comes to let's say, for example, a kala that I might not know so well. So I could do something small for Achnas's kala, but someone I know very well. So that's a different level, a different way to work relationship. I have to put much more effort into it, and that's why the Rambam separates the show that even though we all to be involved in a tzar sameis, and there's halacha, we know that we pass by a funeral procession. We don't even know the mace. We know the mace is Jewish. We're supposed to accompany the mace. So the reason why Rambam puts that in order, because he says Hotzah Sameis and what your regular Hotzah Sameis and regular Chasman Kala might be different in different situations. And if you really know the Chasman Kala intimately, so then it's L'Sameach HaKala V'Chasman. And that's what the Rambam says in different order, because there are different relationships and there are different times, different ways to do Hotzah Sameis, different ways to do Chasman Kala, and different ways to do Bikur Cholim. And in terms of is it the mitzvah D'Oraisa, mitzvah Rabbanan? The mitzvah D'Oraisa Hadrei Chamocha is to create the best possible relationship. And how do you do it? To do it in to use normal expectations in relationships. Whatever is considered a normal expectation in a relationship. And what's not considered a normal expectation in a relationship, so that you don't have to do. So, B'hadrach Mocha means, You have to love your friend like yourself and do what's normal in the context of that relationship. And Rabbanah came along and said, and what's normal in the context of a relationship? Bikracholim, Hachnasas Kala, Vaos Archim, all these ideas are normal. So once Rabbanah said these are normal, right? So all of a sudden now, it's included in the Vahatarecha Kamocha. And that's why the Rambam says it's based on Vahatarecha Kamocha and not in the Pasuk Vizar to Esem. Why isn't it based on the Pasuk Vizar to Esem? Because the Pasuk Vizar to Esem is telling us basically what was normal in those days. But once that's normal, that's included in the Vahatarecha Kamocha. So let's talk, for example, in a relationship between a husband and a wife. As I said, that is probably the strongest relationship, and Vahatarecha Kamocha applies to that also. So let's say, I'm going to get myself in trouble here. Okay, let's say it's normal expectations that a husband buys his wife flowers every Erev Shabbos. Okay, so my wife's listening to this. I think online. So he says, Vahatarecha Kamocha could be that a person has to buy his wife flowers every Erev Shabbos or whatever it is. And let's say, for example, it's not normal expectations. You know that let's say to go ahead and buy a crystal vase every Erev Shabbos. So that's not a halacha. Vahatarecha Kamocha means that what's normal in every relationship is something is a mitzvah which you have to do in order to create the best possible relationship. And that's what the Rambam means. So the Rambam doesn't mean that you have to go ahead and to love your friend like yourself. It's impossible. But you love your friend like yourself, what it means is to create the best possible relationship that's possible with this person. And that's why it says, not v'ahavta esrayacha, v'ahavta reyacha. You have to go ahead and create the best possible relationship possible with this person. And how do you do it? By being concerned about what your friend has, do things that are normal expectations. And it's interesting that the Rambam actually holds that Vahatarecha Kamocha is a chiyuv to try to create the best relationships. And that's really the context of all these psukim. Why? Because you'll see, in the same perek, there is a halacha discussed of lo sisnas achicha b'lvavecha. You're not supposed to go ahead and to hate your brother in your heart. Okay? The Ramban says, why does it say lo sisnas achicha b'lvavecha? It implies that source number 17, perek yutes pasuk yud zayin, it implies that I can hate my friend as long as it's not in my heart. So I'm allowed to go to my friend and say to my friend, you know, I hate you. That's the scene. So Ramban says no. He says you can't hate your friend. He says, just usually when people hate each other, their friends, they keep it quiet. But Allah says you can't hate. Sina is also, that's it. And what does Sina mean? Again, probably according to Ramban, Sina means reacting to your friend in a way you shouldn't react to. And he says, that's forbidden. According to Ramban, again, it's basically telling us that all hatred is also. However, the Rambam disagrees. If the Rambam, if you look at Perek Vav Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Kol hasone echad mi'Yisrael belivo, over below sase. Anyone who hates another Jew in his heart violates the negative commandment, shenemar, as it says, lo sisna zachicha b'lavecha. You shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. In your heart. And you don't get malchus because it's a lav she'en v'maisa. And below is hira tolda, ella asina shebele. The Torah only says, what's usher? Hatred inside the heart. Other hatred is not usher. He says, alamaches chaveiro. But a son hits his friend, macharfo, and embarrasses, even though you're not allowed, you're over other yisurim, you're not over the veir lo sisna. See, and Rambam goes on, Rambam says, again, when a person goes ahead and he sins against his friend, he says, someone sins against you, you shouldn't keep it down, you should go ahead, and you should express yourself. Why? So the answer is because if a person goes ahead and expresses his anger, he'll be able to deal with it, and you'll be able to patch things up. You can get rid of the sina. The most important thing in a relationship, as we know, is expressing how you feel. So, in other words, according to the Rambam, all these psukim are not just, you know, to have a state of mind. These psukim are telling us how we have to behave in order to bring ourselves to a certain, how to bring ourselves to a certain level. And based on this, we can explain a Gemara Maseches Gittin. The Gemara Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun Hamad Beis, talks about the Churban Yerushalayim. When Yerushalayim was destroyed, what happened when Yerushalayim was destroyed? So Gemara says that Akamsu Bar Kamsu, the famous story of Kamsu Bar Kamsu, the Harvey Yerushalayim. What happened? So Gemara tells us there's a certain person who was making a big party, and he wanted to invite his friends. Okay, today didn't have written invitations. And those things you would do is you would take tell your servants, go invite this person, go invite that person. And what happened was, is that this person had a friend who had the name was called Kamsa, and he had an enemy whose name was Bar Kamsa. Okay, I guess the servant wasn't extremely bright, and he made a mistake. And he said to his servant, listen, do me a favor, go invite Kamsa, and don't invite Bar Kamsa. And he mixed it up, and he went and invited Bar Kamsa, he didn't invite Kamsa. Okay? So, what happened? The host comes into the party, and people are enjoying themselves. There's a big rabbanim there. And all of a sudden, who does he see in the middle of the party? He sees his enemy, Bar Kamsa. He says, what's this guy doing here? Then he says, oh my gosh, he says, can't believe I sent my servant, that one, to invite him. He made the mistake. So he goes over to Bar Kamsa. The Bar Kamsa, listen, he says, I don't like you, and you're ruining my party, please leave. So Bar Kamsa says, you know, if I leave now, I'll be very embarrassed. Do me a favor, let me pay for my portion, and let me eat. He says, no, I don't want you here. He says, but I'll pay for half the party. You're ruining my party. It's a very special day for me. I guess Bar Kamsa was a very wealthy man. He said, I'll pay for the whole party. He says, no, I want you to get out. And he threw him out. So Bar Kamsa looks around. Bar Kamsa says, I understand, he says. There were Manhigim Yisrael here. There were Rabbanim here. No one did anything. It's the fault of the Jewish people. I'm going to go get the Jews in trouble. I'm going to go ahead and speak Lashon Hara, Motzi Shemra, actually, to the Roman Emperor, and then he'll attack Yerushalayim. He'll destroy the Jewish people. He'll take us all to exile, and that's what he did. He went there. He told the Roman Emperor the Jews were rebelling. So my father asked a question. Why does it say Akamsu Bar Kamsa? It had nothing to do with Kamsa, right? Kamsa wasn't there. No, Kamsa was probably somewhere, you know, learning. What did it do with Kamsa? It was Bar Kamsa. So obviously the accepted shot is that it's the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. But why would the Gemara say that? So my father explained, no, it's also Kamsa's fault. Because when this fellow was making a party that all the Manhikim were attended, I'm sure Kamsa heard about it. And you can imagine if your best friend is making a party and you're not invited, he was probably very insulted. So why didn't he go to Kamsa and tell Kamsa? Why didn't he go to his friend and say, help me invite me to the party? And the person said, what do you mean? My servant invited you. Then he thought about it and said, oh my gosh, he must have made a mistake and he could have cleared things up before anything happened. So why lo sisna isachicha bilvavecha, according to the Rambam, means that you have, when you have a taina against somebody, you have a complaint against somebody, you have to express it. Because if you don't express it, it's going to be built up of hate. And by expressing yourself, then you will come to not hate your friend, and you'll also come out of Rechamocha. And therefore, according to Rambam, that is what all these mitzvahs are about. These mitzvahs are not about being necessarily in a state of mind, but doing things, doing actions that will bring you to the proper state of mind. That will be the shita of the Rambam. However, the Ramban would hold, L'sistos echicha v'lovecha, what that means is, that it means you're not allowed to hate somebody, and whether b'levecha, not b'levecha, you're not allowed to hate somebody. And it's talking about not necessarily doing actions to bring a certain emotional state about. As Havah Kamocha, it means acting towards your friend in a certain way. So now so at this point, we understand that there's a basic machlokas rishonim of how to mekayem the mitzvah of alahat v'recha kamocha. According to many rishonim, alahat v'recha kamocha just means be nice to your friend. Say nice things about him. What you want for yourself, you should want for him. Be happy for him. Don't be jealous. On the other side, we have the shita of the Rambam who holds, no, half of Kamocha is that it has to be a real emotional bond. How strong is that emotional bond? It depends on who it is. It depends if it's a Jew, you know, from the other side of the world. It depends if it's a Jew from another city. It depends if a Jew is a member of your family. It depends if it's your children. It depends if it's your wife, if it's your parents. But a person has to try to create a relationship in the best possible manner. Okay, so that's a very nice idea, but how do we accomplish that? How do we accomplish that? So the Kli Yakar, Al-Hadra Kamocha, says, point something out. He says, Al-Hadra Kamocha is Zekhal Gala B'Torah. What do you mean Zekhal Gala B'Torah? So he says that it's a rule that the whole Torah is based on. So he asks the question, he says, how can the whole Torah be based on the halacha of Hatrei Chachamocha? He says, we know, okay, obviously, not to take revenge, Kabedas Avicha Vesimecha, many halachas that deal with neighbor relations deal Hatrei Chachamocha. But how about the mitzvos of Shabbos, or mitzvos of not worshiping Avodah Zarah, or many other mitzvos, Yontif, putting on tefillin, tzitzis, korbanos, how is that based on Hatrei Chachamocha? He says, and the truth is, he says, the Gemara at the very end of Maseches Makos quotes Chavakuk Hanavi, who came along and said, the Torah stands on one pillar. And what's that pillar? Tzaddik Damanasu Yichya, Tzaddik lives, his whole life is based on belief in HaKadosh Baruch. On belief in HaKadosh Baruch. So he says, so first of all, we have to understand why Hatrei Chachamocha is called the Torah. And second of all, we have to understand the Kli Yakar says, he asks, it seems Rabbi Akiva is arguing on Chavakuk. How can Rabbi Akiva, who's only a Tana, argue on Chavakuk, who was a Navi? And he says, what was going on? See, he says, really, what he's saying is that Zekla Gadol Vatorah, if you want to know what all the mitzvot of Chaver are based on, it's based on Hatorah Chachmocha. If you want to know what the mitzvot of Chachmocha are based on, it's based on Sarek Vavonasu Yichya. In other words, they're not arguing, they're talking two different things. Rabbi Akiva is saying the basis for all mitzvot non lechavero, and that includes kivud avein. And it includes, the Rambam speaks about the kavod that husband and wife have to have for each other. It includes that. So if you want to know what mitzvot non lechavero are based on, the mitzvot of Gnas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Chavakuk said is based on tzaddik, and then the Kli Yakar tells the story, which I quickly referenced at the beginning of the shir, of a ger who came to Hillel, came to Shammai, and he said to Shammai, I want to convert, I want to become a Jew. Convert me while I'm standing on one foot, a regalachas. And Shammai says, you know, basically threw him away. And he goes, get away, basically said, I don't have time for you. He went to Hillel, and Hillel says, a regalachas. He says, what you don't want to do to your friend, what you don't want to done to you, don't do to your friend. And everything is just the perushim. And so the Kli Yakar says, the ger wasn't trying to start up. He wasn't trying to make trouble. He was a ger tzedek. But what did he want to know? He said, listen, he says, I want to know how it all ties in together. And Beit Shammai says, listen, you know, you have to do all the mitzvos. He said, I want to know what ties in. So Hillel said to him, it all ties in. And then the Kli Yakar at the end, the Parigetes Pasu Yerches, has a very beautiful idea. He says, the Kruvim in the Aron Kodesh, the symbol of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resided. So he quotes the Pasuk, the Kruvim, he says, the Knafayim Olamala. That what their wings were towards heaven, and the Kruvim symbolized what it means to be a Jew. What does it mean to be a Jew? To me, a Jew is two things. First of all, look lamala, look towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to understand that we have to go ahead and we have to do mitzvahs for God. But it's not just that the wings of the Kruvim were facing heavenward. Also fneim isha lachiv, that each one of the Kruvim were looking at each other. And that's v'hatrei chachamocha. K'vayim l'mala v'benal l'makom, v'benal l'chaveiro, where does it start? P'neim ishal achiv. Everyone looking at each other. What does it mean that everyone looking at each other? It means because when you look at somebody, you realize they exist. You want them in the kayim v'hatrei chachamocha? You have to realize they exist. If you don't think they exist, if you're in your own world, of people like you, v'hatrei chachamocha is impossible. I have to tell you something that happened to me personally this week. You know, this week we celebrated the holiday Lag BaOmer. Okay, so from a personal point of view, I have to tell you that even though I love every celebration in this country, I actually prefer the way we celebrate Lag BaOmer in Chutz Laretz. Just to go out to the mountain. And by the way, the truth is, it's not something that's only from America. This came from Europe. My mother told me she used to go out to the fields in Europe also. And in the days of the Maril, they would do the same thing. You know, why the custom became to light the country up and have bonfires? I don't know. I do have to say that I don't know. I have my theory, but that's for a different shiur. And that being said, even though I actually don't like it, and I certainly think my uncle Yashabir would never refer to it as a minig Yisrael. Okay, there's no question. I won't say how he referred to it, but he certainly wouldn't call it a minig Yisrael. That being said, nope, I'm a father of children, so my children want to have a bonfire. I go have a bonfire. So we know that 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, after Lag BaOmer and Lag BaOmer came Motzei Shabbos, Rabbi Nut came out at that time and announced that when Lag BaOmer is Motzei Shabbos on Sunday, the bonfire should be on Sunday evening, Sunday night, in order for Ben Chilul Shabbos. And at that time, when I heard this pronouncement, I said, oh my gosh, I said, this is going to be crazy because so many people are not going to follow this announcement of Rabbi Nut. I just knew. I was hoping like someone would forget about it. And as we know in reality what happened, I don't know what happened in Yerushalayim, but in Ramat Beit Shemesh, it was Yom Tov Sheni. There were 2 days of Yom Tov. It was Motzei Shabbos, and it was Sunday night. I got up in Shul a week before, and I said, I think we should follow the pronouncement of Rabbi Nut. I said, why? I said, because I heard people saying, what, Chilul Shabbos? So Lag BaOmer has become a cultural holiday, and yes, there are people who go around on Shabbos collecting wood. And I saw 2 years ago, I remember I was standing on my street, I'm right next to the mountains surrounding Ramat Beit Shemesh, and I saw some kids in the mountains there, they're definitely collecting wood. Besides the story derisa of Ba'amer and Hutzah and other things, they're collecting wood. Right? And there's no question, I live in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I'm sure out in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of Chilul Shabbos going on that time in order to collect wood. I said, so I can go ahead and say, listen, I'm not being Mechal Shabbos. My children are not being Mechal Shabbos. My community is not being Mechal Shabbos. However, that being said, I have to realize other people exist. And as a Jew, I don't want to be involved in something that might cause Chilul Shabbos, people think, for a religious event. So for that reason I said, whoever wants to do a bonfire should please do it Sunday night, because even if people don't listen, we have to show that we recognize there are other Jews in this country. And that's the first step towards Bahad HaRachmah, to look and recognize that someone else exists. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara in Masechet Bavashra, Tzadik Tzman Aleph, says, they quote the Pasuk, one Pasuk says, the Kruvim was Pnei Mishalachiv, and the second Pasuk says, Pnei Labayas. Pnei Labayas. So, the Kruvim look at each other or towards the house? So, Gemara says that when the Jews do Ritzon HaShel Makom, they're looking at each other. When they're not doing Ritzon HaShel Makom, they're not doing what Hashem wants, they're looking at the walls of the house. Why? Because if you're not looking at other Jews, realizing other Jews exist with their needs, you're not doing the Ritzon HaShel Makom. Now, I have to tell you, so someone sent an email out in the Ramat Beit Shemesh list. It was a funny email saying, well, all this discussion, when to have the bonfires? Well, since the Arabanim, no one said to do it Sunday night, we should all hear Ramat Beit Shemesh do it on Motzei Shabbos. Look at the email, I said to my wife, I said, it's a very funny email. I said, because there's a list of 8 Rabbanim who said to do it on Sunday night. So so my wife actually called up the person that emailed out. See, all the Rabbanim, I said, oh, I didn't realize, I didn't know. Right, because if you live in a certain building, and you go to a shul on a certain corner, there's nothing else besides that corner. That's it, that's your whole world. And in order to mekalach hamocha, you have to look at your other Jews and recognize they exist. And once you recognize they exist, then everything else can start. And I'll just finish off. We're telling before Shavuos, everyone knows that I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, Yishachad Le'Echad. When the Jewish people were at Har Sinai, they were like one person. How do we know that? So the pasuk says in Periketes pasuk Cha, pasuk Beis, VaYisu Merefidim. The Jewish people traveled from Refidim, VaYavo Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai. And Chazal say, why say Vayichan? Say Vayachanu. So Vayichan, you're like one. Rashi says, Ki Ishachan Malevachad. The question, look at the same pasuk. It says Vayachan Vamidbar. It doesn't say Vayichan Midbar. It says Vayachan Midbar. Only Achan Midbar, then it says Vayichan Yisrael Shem Negrahor. So if it's Ki Ishachan Malevachad, it says Vayichan Vamidbar. What's the idea? Achtus, being as one, doesn't mean that we're all the same. Achdus means I recognize that people are different. And once I recognize they're different, then you can have achdus. So there first it says, Vayachan in the Midbar. They encamped in the Midbar. There were many groups, many different people. many different needs, many different wants, different desires. Once they recognized that they're all different, then Vayichan became one unit, Kishecha B'lev Echad. And that is Havar Chamocha. Havar Chamocha is to work on ourselves to have the best possible relationship. And how do we have the best possible relationship? The best possible relationship we have is by going ahead and to recognize that other people exist and their needs. And then once we do that, then we can start talking about them, helping them out. And then we can get to the next level where the relationship between one person, we get the level of relationship between, we can get to the stage where the relationship between one person and another will be on the best possible way level it could be for that relationship. And then we'll come to the idea of Kishecha V'lev Echad Zechal Gadol V'Torah will affect all our Shmiras and Mitzvos. And we should just work on trying to establish the best possible relationship we can with each person at their level, at our level, in order to become a Chamocha in the best possible manner. Oh, yeah.